Okay, just for identification purposes, your name and title, please.
I'm Bob Russ. I'm Tech Service Manager of New Farm Americas.
Let's start first. Give me a little background about New Farm and crop protection, some of the things that they do and provide for farmers.
Well, New Farm has historically been big in herbicides, especially for cereals. We're the world leading producer of phenoxy herbicides, not just 2,4-D. That's MCPA, MCPP, the whole realm of phenoxy herbicides. We're actually the world leader in that. We're also very big in products combining 2,4-D with other products, such as dicamba. So we have a lot of products there. We have an extensive line also of fungicides and PGRs, insecticides that we make at the Allsup plant where we're at today. So we have quite a line. New Farm is really looking at expanding a lot of its presence in also in the tree nut, vegetable, and vine markets as well from our strong historical base of a cereal herbicide company.
As we talk about you talked a little bit about weed resistance today and some of the issues in your presentation. So let's talk a little bit about that and some of the things New Farm is doing to help producers manage some of those pesky weeds that can be yield robbers.
Yeah, this is kind of a tale of two weeds, but some of the weeds are different in the south than they are in the north. Although we do work with products that the active ingredients are off patent, the weeds have been changing because of weeds developing resistance to some of the herbicides out there, especially glyphosate. And some key weeds that are really changing the way farmers have to manage their weed control programs is mare's tail or horseweed. It's a real problem in no-till because unlike a lot of your winter annuals, such like chickweed, henbit, shepherd's purse, when it gets hot, they just go away, all right? Mare's tail doesn't. So if you don't control it in pre-plant burn-down type, it'll just stay with you as you go into your no-till beans, and it'll just keep getting bigger and meaner and harder to control. So you have to pretty well take care of mare's tail, and it's very resistant to glyphosate now. Similar weed in that manner is cut-leaf emmeting primrose, which seems to be expanding. It's a weed that glyphosate never really controlled, but similar to mare's tail, it will not go away, and just will continue with you into the crop. And so you're running into other problems now of summer annual weeds being resistant to glyphosate, and two different species of pigweeds are becoming real problems, water hemp in the north and Palmer amaranth in the south. And in between, they're hybridizing and forming some even tougher weeds to control. So it gets kind of a challenge that you have to come up with a burn-down program from winter, fall, early spring to control your mare's tail or your primrose and transition that into something that control the germinating pigweed species such as Palmer amaranth and water hemp. And you want to do that so that you're not having to spray too often and so you're not selecting for resistance to the chemicals that you're hoping will be available because these weeds are already resistant to glyphosate.
Bob, as we see these weeds and these challenges for growers and the fact that they can be such yield robbers and affect productivity, what are some of the things that New Farm is doing and maybe bringing to market or looking to bring to market to give growers an advantage and give them a leg up when it comes to fighting these weeds?
Well, some of the best herbicides to control these weeds are products that contain 2,4-D and dicamba, but certain crops, especially crops like soybean and cotton, are very sensitive to 2,4-D and dicamba. So we're looking at reducing the amount of active ingredient but putting it together in unique combinations so that you can control your weeds but not have as much carryover into the planted crop. One product that we're launching this year is one called Spitfire, and it's an ester formulation which helps to bump up its activity a little bit over amine formulations, but it's got a reduced amount of dicamba in there. And so that will provide less risk for carryover into soybeans. Initially, when we launched Spitfire, and Spitfire should be registered sometime in early February of 2014. Now, initially, it'll have the 14-day plant back that most dicamba products have, but we'll also be looking at reduced rates and tank mixed with other things so we can reduce the rate so that you have less dicamba. And then we'll also be seeing if we can tighten up that window so they can apply it closer to planting. Because if you apply it closer to planting, then you can combine it with your residual herbicide and then control these emerging pigweed species with the same application. So the more you can get your burn downs closer to planting, the more you can control your winter weeds and burn them down, and plus have residual to control the weeds as you plant the crop.
How important is it for growers to have multiple modes of action and different products available to be able to, so we don't lose the efficacy of glyphosate or some of these other types of chemistries that we use?
Well, I don't think there's many chemicals coming out new in development. It takes about, last I heard, 10, 12 years of regulatory time and almost $200 million to develop a new chemical now. So you don't see many new modes of action out there. So we have to protect what's there, and knowing that many of these weeds are already resistant to multiple modes of action, we have to protect the ones that we have. For example, mare's tail is resistant not only to glyphosate, but there's populations that are resistant to sulfonylureas as well. So and there's some other modes of actions that mare's tail can be resistant to. So we really have to protect what we have. Another mode of action that we're looking at is glufosinate. In late spring next year, we plan to be launching Cheetah and Cheetah Max. So Cheetah is a product that has just glufosinate in it. This is a broad-spectrum, burn-down contact type of herbicide, similar to glyphosate, but with an entirely different mode of action. And then we're also looking at Cheetah Max, which is a combination of glufosinate plus fomesifen. And so the glufosinate provides the burn-down. The fomesifen will provide some residual activity.
If folks want to find out more about New Farm and products that are available from you, how can they do so?
Well, they can actually go to our website, you know, where we have a lot of product guides. We actually have maps there that have our sales territories and our sales reps. They can contact their local extension and university folks because, you know, we stay closely in contact with them. And you know, there's a number of ways that they can get to us through the public or through our website.